بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النقاح من سنتي فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني الحمد لله my dear brothers and elders in Islam we all know the purpose of our gathering today a gathering of nikah marriage also we know it is indeed a very interesting topic to all of us no age is exempted every person is interested in knowing in listening in learning or talking about the topic called marriage my dear brothers and elders in Islam Our Deenul Islam, the beautiful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and me, encompass all these avenues, a sad occasion, a janazah. Islam gave guidelines and ways and methods. A happy occasion, a marriage. Islam gave guidelines, ways and methods. All these two things are encouraged to happen in a masjid. What is a masjid? Baytum min buyutillah. A house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secluded to make sajada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Islam is encouraging, a person's happiest day in his life is marriage. That should happen in the most blessed place, the most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's last moment of this world is his mouth, his janazah. It should be kept in a house from the houses of Allah because that person needs the dua and the blessing of those pious and good people who will attend that janazah. So we need to understand, deen covered everything and wanted you and me to be successful in this world and qabr and akhirah. That's why Quran is saying, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ. This Quranic ayah is saying, when people obey Allah, obey the orders of Allah, follow the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ فَلَنُحِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give them a happy life in this world, tomorrow in Qabr, and in the day of Qiyamah. When we do what Allah wants, in the model and the system shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were many systems, many methods, many ways have been taught and promoted on this planet. But my dear brothers in Islam, all of them have faced problems and consequences the later generation is facing. But one system, one method, one style taught to you and me by our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the way of deen, that's the method of this beautiful deen. When we adopt in every aspect in our life, in every injunction in our life, we will see success, we will see happiness, we will see that barakat, what Quran has promised, what deen has promised. Like Quran is saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَكَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا
وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
From the signs of Allah, ومن آياته, from the علامات of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, every person Allah has created in pairs, in twos, the man has a female. Like this, every creation on this earth Allah has created in twos. One thing to tell you and me, that Allah is alone in His kingdom and there is no partner. And every creation on this earth has partners and they are created in twos, in pairs. أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. From amongst yourselves, Allah has created your partner. My dear brothers in Islam, it comes in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. A beautiful narration, a lesson to you and me. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and he was alone. He was lonely and he told Allah, Ya Allah, I am alone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are narrations, created Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam from, it comes in a narration, from the back rib, the most crooked rib of a man, the woman was created. It is not to tell you and me, women are crooked, but to tell that you men must be straight in your family life. But my dear brothers, elders in Islam, Quran is saying, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A partner that Allah has given, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you find happiness by her, that you find joy and enjoyment by her. You will find tranquility, peace of mind, a happy life, that you will enjoy the life that Allah has given. This life of dunya is not for a person to punish himself. That look at our ibadat, so beautifully designed, every aspect beautifully designed. Because we as insan, we as human, this life is a ni'mat, that we need to enjoy this life. So by this marriage, Quran is saying, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You will find happiness, you will find peace of mind. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah is saying, when you adopt the teachings of Quran, when you adopt the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah, whichever position in the ummah, in the society that you live in, that Allah is saying, that I am your Rabb, I will put that love, mawaddatan. Look at, even this has been described, my dear brothers in Islam. Allah is saying, I will put this mawadda, this love amongst you, the amongst the two partners, they will become such that as if they knew each other for years and years and years. Subhanallah. It is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two people meet, two people are proposed and a marriage takes place. They become so close. There are times they give preference to their partners above their parents. This is the world that we live in. But my dear brothers in Islam, Quran is saying, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Then the second word, Quran is saying, رَحْمَةً, mercy. Why Allah has mentioned in this ayah the word mercy after love? When they reach the old age, there is something else descends from Allah to them that is known as the rahmah, mercy. Where the husband, the man thinks all good that wife has done to him, and she starts thinking and remembering all the good that he has done to her, and they go continue their life with these beautiful memories, and their bond become even closer, even thick, even though they are married and live for years, over 60, 70 years, by the depart of one, the other one started crying. Why? We need to understand, these are not simple things, these are things descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why our marriage in Islam carries a strong foundation, unlike the Western way, unlike the Western ideology, where today the base of marriage has been secluded or confined towards lust and desire. Lust and desire. When the lust is over, when the desire is over, the marriage is over. But in Islam, it carries strong foundation, my dear brothers in Islam. That's why a marriage in Islam is so important and it continues. And where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَنَ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. That person
turns away from my sunnah, from the teaching, from the sunnah of marriage, and nikahu min sunnati. This is the way and the method of all prophets and all pious people. Every person must get married. فَمَنَ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي. A person turns away from my sunnah, he does not belong to my ummah. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, marriage in Islam has spoken in such levels in order that we value, in order that we do it right, in order that we find happiness and joy. My dear brothers in Islam, when we do it the way that Allah and Rasul wants us, we will find happiness. But my dear brothers in Islam, we are living in time and age that everything in this world has become commercialized. Everything with a monetary objective, everything with a monetary gain, a worldly objective, a worldly gain. No, my dear brothers in Islam, this is not the way of a person of Iman, person of Islam. It has gone to this level. A woman's dignity is sold today in the market for the monetary return. A marriage has become a monetary objective today. The marriage has been decided on monetary grounds, on worldly grounds. No, my dear brothers in Islam, when we look into the life of Rasul, when we look into the Quran, what Quran is saying, O people of Iman, that you marry people who are obeying Allah, who have taken Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your role model. Yakunu fuqara. They can be nobody in this earth. If they are in that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich them. Allah will open the doors of blessing. Allah will open the doors of barakah. Let us come back. Marriage itself in Islam, a worship, a ibadah like any other ibadah. Islam has taught everything about marriage. My dear brothers in Islam, our mother, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, and the wives of Rasul went to this extreme in declaring the private relationship they had with Rasulullah to teach you and me everything in Islam is a ibadah. One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that a man consummates his wife, he has sadaqatun, it is a charity that man gives to his wife. A Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, how can this be a charity, Ya Rasulullah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if this man behaves with another woman, an unlawful woman, that becomes haram. So when he enjoys with his wife, that becomes a ibadah, that becomes a sadaqah to that person. So my dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, the entire marriage itself in Islam is a ibadah. Let us look at it in that way, with that sight, in order we find happiness in our marriage life. My dear brothers in Islam, the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person looks for his life partner, الدُّنْيَا مَتَى وَخَيْرُ مَتَائِهَا الْمَرَأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in this world, everything is enjoyment. People take benefit, people gain something out of it. Mata, wa khayru mata'iha. The best of all of these things are al-mar'atu salihah. A pious woman, a woman believes in Allah, a woman obeys Allah, a woman loves the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman's character, her behavior, that follows the teachings of Quran and the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a pious woman in the light of Islam, in the sight of Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, that when we have a choice to find our partner, a person wants to marry, he needs to look in this direction in order that he finds the happiness, that he finds the promise of Allah, that you will have enjoyment in your family life. If we need to enjoy our family life, we need to look for a woman who believes in Allah, who obeys Allah, who has taken Muhammadur Rasulullah as a model in the life. Because, my dear brothers in Islam, it has many benefits. it will carry many benefits, which is shown to us by the lives of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. My dear brothers in Islam, being pious does not only mean making salat or making salat and doing ibadah. My dear brothers in Islam, in every aspect, in every injunction, they make sure that they do not break the orders of Allah, that they do not go against the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A pious woman, my dear brothers in Islam, at any condition, she will manage her house, she will manage her home, she will balance the home, she will look after the home. At any time of challenges in a marriage life, in a family life, she will be able to look after herself, her marriage, her family. This is a pious woman in Islam. Why I say this? Let's go back to the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah asked in a hadith in Tirmidhi, that Allah asked, O Muhammad, if you want, I will make this mountain gold and give it to you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, ya Allah, that he was pleased with the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him. My dear brothers in Islam, at the same house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they asked the wives of Rasul, how did your family life continue? How was the situation at home? What did they say? There was a day that we were in hunger. There was a day that we had food. But my dear brothers in Islam, before the death of Rasul, after the death of Rasul, not one wife of Rasul ever complained about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that today y'all are eating fine bread, but that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he never ate fine bread. That there were days, thummal hilal, thummal hilal, thummal hilal, crescent after crescent, we were seeing, وَمَا أُوْكِدَ فِي أَبِيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. There was nothing cooked in the house of Rasulullah. Financially, they had nothing at home, but they had happiness in that house. They had peace of mind. They enjoyed the family life, even though they did not have anything to eat in that house. According to Salafus Saleh, the pious predecessors, that when the Sahaba left their home to look for a livelihood, here the pious woman, she used to remind him. She never brought her demands forward. She never asked her expenses. She never asked anything else. But she said, oh, the father of so and so, that inna nasbiru alal joo, we will be patient upon hunger. Wala nasbiru alal nar, that we cannot have patience over the fire of Jahannam. Please, you are going out as a trader. You are going to look for a livelihood. Bring halal and you feed us. Imagine, this is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged. People need to find their partners as those who obey Allah, those who love the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have, they must make the same dua. One dua, every day we read, Rabbana آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. That this dua, oh Allah, give us the best in this world, give us the best in Akhirah, and save us from the punishment of Jahannam. One of the Sahabi, if not Ali radiallahu anhu or Abdullah bin Abbas, I cannot recall which one of them, gives the commentary under this ayah. They say, Rabbana آتنا, oh Allah, give us fit dunya hasana. In this world, the best means al-mar'atu saliha, a pious wife, ya Allah. And wa fil akhirah, in akhirati hasana, in akhirah the best, that is hurul ain, the hur of Jannah. And wa qina adhab an-nar, save us from the punishment of Jahannam. The meaning of the ayah, but the commentary, this sahabi says, a disobedient woman, a wife who carries bad character, bad akhlaq, bad behavior, it was compared to a woman of Jahannam. So my dear brothers, elders in Islam, we need to make this dua and we need to look for such people when we look for our life path. So we will see happiness. The life of dunya will go like the days in Jannah, like our Sahaba enjoyed. My dear brothers in Islam,
We know a marriage life will face many challenges, but when it happens in the pleasure of Allah, Allah is with them, Allah helps, Allah guides. All of us face many challenges within us, within our level, within our size, that we were put into many situations in our marriage life. Do we know that there was a situation in the life of Sahabi Abu Talha radiallahu anhu? My dear brothers in Islam, why I am saying this incident, a pious woman, how did she balance that home, house? How did she behave at that situation? Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, one day, he left home, the son was very badly ill. And he left home, the wife was looking after Umm Sulaym. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call her Rumaysa. Another narration, Rumaysa. Like this, a pious woman who loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loved Deenul Islam, who brought complete Iman. She was, this family was such, إِذَا خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ خَرَجَ مَعَهُ وَإِذَا دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَدِينَةِ دَخَلَ مَعَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This family was so unique that the family of Abu Talha, whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the city of Medina, for the purpose of deen, they will travel, the entire family, do help Rasulullah, do the khidmat of Rasulullah. They used to go out in expedition. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns back to Medina, they will return with him throughout their lifetime. They were like that. Whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out, they went out with him. Whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Medina, they came back to Medina with him. This was the uniqueness and the beauty of this pious family. That in the narration they mentioned, Baytu Hamdin, a home which was filled with the praise of all blessings of Allah, filled with the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, here Abu Talha radiallahu anhu left the house, went to Masjidun Nabawi at Salatul Isha. He made Salat with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at home the child was sick and the child passed away. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, she was with the child. Imagine, a marriage life, people faces many challenges. But is there anything equal to this, my dear brothers in Islam? We need to learn, we need to understand how a pious woman will look after her nest. My dear brothers in Islam, here Umm Sulaym, she took that child, she covered the child, kept it in the corner of the house. Here after Salatul Isha, the husband, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, returned home with some guests. She prepared beautiful meal. They enjoyed and they left. And it comes in the narration that Umm Sulaym, she knew patience will give the highest rank in Jannah in the eyes of Allah. According to the teachings of Quran, that tatayyarat, she put perfume, wa tajammalat, she beautified herself. She adorned herself more than any other night on that night. And when the husband went to the bedroom, he asked her, how Khalifa Bunayya? How is the situation of my beloved son Bunayya? Oh, she said that he is better than before. Look at the word comes out of a mother. She says he is better askana. He is more at peace now than before. Because she told, the moment you left, he was going through a lot of pain, yashtaki, but now his condition at peace is better than before. A reply comes from a mother in Islam. Listen to you and me, many challenges we face. Where do we run? Where do we turn? From whom do we ask for help? My dear brothers in Islam, here Umm Sulaym replied, and it comes in the narration that night, they had the lawful relationship, husband-wife, what is allowed in Sharia, and they had the relationship, and at the last, falamma kana akhirul layl, last part of the night, Umm Sulaym asked a question from the husband. Today, what happened? A difficult situation. The husband has to calm the wife down. Here the wife is calming the husband. And here the wife asks Umm Sulaym, the husband, that لَوْ أَنَّ كَوْمًا أَعَارُوا كَوْمًا, that
a group of people has borrowed something to another person or to another group of people, and if they ask, do they have to return or they don't have to return? Abu Talha says, definitely, he must return, because they have given him to use and they are asking their rights back, you must return. So she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a son and Allah has taken him away. He got angry, as usual a man. فَغَبِبَ, he got angry. تَرَكْتَنِي, you have left me in this condition and you consummated me and you giving me the bad news of my son. In the morning, he took a bath, he ran to the Masjid al-Nabawi, made Salatul Fajr, sat by Rasulullah and related the entire incident, and he complained, Ya Rasulullah, my son's janaza is at home and I consummated my wife. And today, even in the world, if this happens, so many things the world will speak about. But they thought to the mankind that it is a test from Allah. At difficult time, we must have sabr, we must calm down, we must look after our family, we must look after the nest. This is a test from Allah. Here, my dear brothers, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazed with the practice of this mother. He made dua for her and he told that Allah subhanahu barakallahu fi hadiri laylatikuma, may Allah bless you. What happened in your night? May Allah bless you in your life. This was the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the narration at later stage, my dear brothers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with 10 children, all of them waqurra, expert in the recitation of the Quran. And the narrator says, I have seen with my eye, they were expert reciters of the Quran. They were expert in the Quran and they were teachers of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them for the patience that they carried in their lives. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, when we keep deen as the foundation, that my partner, today the world has taught you and me to look for a certain color, to look for a certain shape, to look for a certain culture. But my dear brothers in Islam, that color can fade, that beauty will go away, but the inner beauty is the beauty of deen. This will remain even the day that our janaza is being carried. There will be at least one person to raise the hands and make dua for you. So my dear brothers in Islam, let us decide in our life that everything, we will keep the deen of Allah as a base, as a foundation, to see happiness, to see the joy, to see the enjoyment. Today we are living in a time, there was so much of thought, ideology, foreign cultures have destroyed. Islam is destroying the Muslims. Let us get back to the deen of Allah. Let us go back to the Quran. Let us go back to the life of Rasul. Do all activities in our life, happy occasion, our trade, our commercial life, our business life, our social life, everything in our life, let us do in the framework taught to us by Allah, in the life, the model shown to you and me by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, we will see the happiness what our Sahaba saw. We will see the enjoyment what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family had. It does not mean it is only for them. They have taught and practically showed you and me. Let us embrace these good things and see those blessings and happiness what they saw in our life. And the dua before conclusion, the sunnah dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the first brother and the couple who's getting married. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the dua. Read after me. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama' baynakuma fi khair. May Allah bless y'all. May Allah unite y'all in happiness. And may Allah give y'all a happy life. This is the beautiful dua taught to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.